The Lord is blessing us right now.
Yes, he is. He's blessing us.
Blessing us right now.
He's blessing us. He's healing us. He's healing our loved ones.
Yes, yes, right
he
now.
For all of us right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. I say the Lord is blessing me. Right now, oh, right now, he woke us up this morning and started us on our way. The Lord is blessing me right now, oh, right now. I say the Lord is blessing me. Right now, oh, right now, I say the Lord is blessing me. Right now, oh, right now, he woke us up this morning and started us on our way. The Lord is blessing me. Right now. Oh, right now. Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God.
Good morning.
Good morning. Another day the Lord has made.
Yes, yes Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be rejoicing and glad that we're in the day.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Could have left us in yesterday.
Amen.
Anybody glad he brought you home
Hallelujah.
Today?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the, he's kept us yet another week.
Amen.
We're behind in our praises.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now payment on our praises right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Give God the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
He's the everlasting Father.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Out of peace.
Hallelujah.
God in love.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So we glorify God today for yet another opportunity to share in his service and his worship. Be able to worship him today for these mighty acts that he continues to do in our lives. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, let us get on. The Lord has done his holy temple. Thou art kicked out before him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thy feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Praise God. So we want to glorify God for this time and this service. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the peace out for him. At this time, I'm going to ask Dr. Steve to give us a prayer.
Father, we thank you for all you've done for us, and thank you for blessing us to see another beautiful day you have made for us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your mercy and your loving kindness, God. Oh, God, we just want to give you praise.
Yeah.
Thank you, God, for blessing us to see this much of this year.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you for all the healing that you've done for us.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you for all the provision that you've done for us.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we just ask in Jesus' name. That you just have mercy and forgive us all of our sins and all unrighteousness.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We ask you to bless our people, God.
Do, Lord.
Continue to keep us ready when you come back.
Yes, Lord.
And then we ask not only for this body, God.
My Lord.
But all over the world, God, where there are people are. Oh, God, bless them in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And then, God, we thank you for this service this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just ask you to just continue to take control.
Do, Lord.
Let your will be done, God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless Pastor Burnett in the name of Jesus.
Do Jesus.
Use it for your glory, God.
Yes, Lord.
Touch him, God, even in his body.
Yes, Lord.
And touch his family in the name of Jesus.
Do, Lord.
God, we thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We give you your praise and glory for all things. In Jesus' name, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. We thank God again for the time that we have to offer up praises unto him. Today, all the time we need to be giving him thanks and giving him praise.
Yeah.
Why? Because he blessed us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a second that goes by in our day that he's Man. Not blessing us.
Man.
Amen. Amen. So he's blessing us all the time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he's looking out for us all the time.
Yes,
he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Okay. We may walk out on him, but he doesn't walk out on us.
Amen.
So we praise God for this glorious time of the year.
Yes.
The 14th day of March.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The 73rd day of the year.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We are still here.
Thank you, Lou.
I'm glad about it. I don't know about you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In his earth that he has made to sustain us until it's time to go to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always blessed whether we're here or whether we be with him.
Amen.
We are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
All that is to be present is to be absent from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And to be absent from his body is to be present with the Lord. So mm-hmm. either way, we're winning.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. So we can't lose what he is doing in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call your attention to the book of 2 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
10th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk to you a little bit about
Amen.
This scriptures here. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And we're going to, at this point, read 7 and 8.
7 and 8.
Are we down?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Verse 7. Do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man to himself that he is Christ. Let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord had given us for edification and not for our destruction, I should not be ashamed. We want to talk to you from about this. It's not about you.
All right, man.
It's not about you.
Yeah.
We go through life from our youth on up to the grave. Mm-hmm. Claiming. Pretend to claim everything that we are not supposed to claim. Mm-hmm. And denying that we're supposed to claim. Mm-hmm. We have nothing that's of our own. Mm-mm. We own nothing.
Amen.
Job said, you came in this world naked.
That's right.
And naked you're going to leave. Mm-hmm. You brought nothing in. Mm-hmm. And it's certain you can't take nothing out. Mm-hmm. So it's the Lord. It's not yours. It's not about you.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. But we spend needless hours, day and night, worrying about something that's not you. We spend hours at night awake, can't go to sleep because we are worrying about some earthly thing. That is of the earth, is of the earth. But we got to remember, it is not ours. For the earth is the Lord.
Yes, it is.
And the fullness thereof. The world and everything that dwell therein.
Amen.
Is the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, yes,
it is. Is not yours.
Yes. Amen.
And we have even killed others because of things that belong to God that we want for ourselves. It's not about you. It's about glorifying him.
Yes, it is.
He is the magnificent, glorious God.
Yes, he is.
And he made everything by his spoken word. He brought everything into creation. Man, he took a personal effect with him. He molded them and shaped them in his own image. He's still about God.
Amen.
And then he gave man.
Yes, my Lord.
His breath.
Amen.
That made him a living soul. All right, so you are God. God made you.
Yes, he did.
And he didn't sell you to anybody. So nobody can buy you because they ain't got nothing to buy you with.
That's true.
That money you claiming is yours, not yours.
That's right.
It's the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so keep in mind, it is the Lord that he has put down here to help sustain you. And help you to go through things you go through. Paul said, now I'll Paul myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in present am base among you, for being absent and whole and bold toward you. What he's saying here is that I, Paul, am begging you with the gentleness and kindness of Christ. Some say that I am bold when I am writing with you from a distance, but not when I am there with you. And said, they think our motives for what we do.
My Lord.
Like those of the world.
Yes.
I plan to be very bold again to those people when I come. That I hope I will not need to use my the same boldness with you. We live in this world,
my Lord,
but we don't fight our battles with the same way.
Well, my Lord,
that the world does. You want us to know that the weapons that we use are not human ones.
Well, my Lord.
They're not cotton. We don't use knives and guns and bombs and those type things. Our weapons that we use, they are not things that's made by humans. Our weapons are our power that comes from God and can be destroyed and can destroy, the enemy's strong places. But they are mine unto God. We destroy people's argument and we tear down every proud idea that raises itself.
My Lord.
So that's the way we are. We are always bibbling and babbling with someone, and someone comes with something and you don't like it, and you try to tear it down.
Yes, yes, God.
Try to make it a little and none of that. But the knowledge of God, we also capture every thought and make it give up and obey Christ.
Amen. Praise God.
Weapon that we use.
Yes, yes.
To make you obedient. We are ready to be to punish anyone. There who does not obey. But first we want you to be fully obedient. And so in the Sabbath verse it says, you must look at the fact before you. And if you feel sure you belong to Christ, you must remember that we belong to Christ the same as you do.
Amen.
So you don't have the monopoly on him. Don't think that you can do more than anybody else can.
Glory.
And all of us belong to Christ. All of us have the same authority.
Yes.
All of us have the same power.
Same thing.
Just as our differences in our faith. We got to believe that we have that.
That's right.
It may seem as though we boast too much about our authority the Lord gave us. But he gave us this authority. Drinking up.
Yeah, preach it.
Not
my
to
Lord.
Hurt us. Not to hurt you.
My Lord.
You shouldn't use your authority to hurt anybody. But use it to strengthen them. The word says, Peter, after that, are converted. Strengthen your brother.
That's right, my Lord.
So you're supposed to, as you learn what God has in store and what God intends for us to do and how to do it, you need to pass it on to someone else.
Amen.
Okay.
Glory be to God.
For your witnessing as you go through things.
Yes.
Tell somebody how God brought you out of it.
Amen.
And brought you through it.
Glory be to God.
So you do this so you will not be ashamed.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you are boasting to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you, Paul said, to think that I am trying to scare you with my letter.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say Paul's letters are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And some say, and they are sound, important.
Mm-hmm.
But when he is with us, he is weak and worth speaking of.
Yes.
You never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Those people should not, or should know this.
Uh-huh.
When we are there
mm-hmm.
with you.
Yes.
We will show you the same power
mm-hmm.
that we show now in our letter.
Mm-hmm.
We dare not put ourselves in the same class.
My Lord.
Those who think they are so important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't try to be somebody else.
Well, that's the truth.
Just be
my Lord.
Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't call you to be somebody else.
Amen. Amen. He
called you to be yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
He made you like you are.
That's right, my
and
Lord.
Not like you want to be.
Uh-huh. That's right. Amen.
He didn't need you to conform to the way he made you.
Well, my God.
Somebody needs you.
Mm-hmm.
You need a light shining so that they can see
yes.
their way through
glory
and
be
find
God.
The help they need in the word of God.
Uh-huh.
So they use themselves to measure themselves
mm-hmm.
and they judge themselves by themselves
yes.
what they themselves are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This shows that they know nothing.
Man.
Okay, so they're boasting themselves about themselves and not realize it's not about them.
Yes, my God.
But
thank
it's about
you.
God.
Uh-huh.
In them, they can do nothing.
Amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
God, they can do all things.
Yes.
In Christ
hallelujah.
Jesus.
But we will not boast and anything outside the world.
Amen.
Okay. That was given to us to do. We will limit our boasting to the word God gave us.
Yes.
But this work includes
mm-hmm.
our work with you.
My Lord.
We would be boasting too much.
Mm-hmm.
Only if we had not already come to you.
Mm-hmm.
But we have come to you with the good news
yes.
about Christ.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
We limit our boasting to the work.
My Lord.
Mm-hmm. That is ours.
Mm-hmm.
We don't boast about the work of others. People have done.
Well, that's so.
We hope that your faith will continue to grow.
Amen.
We hope that you will help our work
yes.
grow much larger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We want to tell you the good news.
Yes, yes.
In the area beyond our city.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to boast about work that has mm-hmm. already been done
yes.
by someone else.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you need to be out there doing what you're supposed to be doing.
That's Amen. Right.
You need to be making sure that you're carrying on
mm-hmm.
the work of Christ.
My Lord,
Amen.
My Lord.
you need to make sure that nobody is missing out on the kingdom. Because you didn't witness to them. Remember, God's word is powerful.
Amen.
Yes, it is powerful.
And it's fast. It's sharp. Okay. It's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes, it does.
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
Yes, yes.
That's powerful.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. The word of God.
My Lord.
You realize that it divides the sender, the soul, and yes. spirit. And the joint and the marrow. And is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. So you use the word of God and stop using your word because it's not about you.
Amen.
It's about the God. That Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Yes, yes, God.
Okay, got to keep in mind that, again, as we said before, the earth is the Lord.
Yes, it is.
And the world is thereof. The world and they that dwell therein.
Yes, thank you, God.
Upon the seed and established upon the flood. It is the Lord. It's all about Him.
Amen.
Yes,
and glory. And we're supposed to be, we're put here to glorify Him. We're here to magnify His name. We're put here to, for an instrument that He can use in His service. To do His will.
Yes.
To do His bidding.
Yes, glory be to God. Hello.
Give Him glory. To give Him honor.
Worthy.
Give Him praise. For we were made for His glory.
Yes.
He is God and He's God all by Himself.
Yes, He is.
Okay. And if Hallelujah. You He wants you to do, He said, raise me up a nation.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be obedient.
Amen.
My God,
you can make
my God.
The rocks cry out.
Yeah.
If you don't praise Him.
Yes.
Hello. Give God the praise and give Him the honor that just due Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Be all right.
Yes.
It is all about Him and not about us.
Well,
and
so
stop falling all apart when things don't go your way.
Amen.
God got it in control.
Yes.
That's right. Amen.
You just do what you need to do.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
And when you do what you need to do, God will bring you out of it all right.
Glory be to God.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
And can see the good work.
Amen.
Give Him the glory. Hallelujah. Give Him the honor.
Yes, yes.
The praise.
He's worthy.
They see the good works through you. They can't see it if they don't see it through you.
Amen.
Okay, God, David, look at you.
Glory.
They get their Bible from you.
Amen.
They don't go by what you say. They go by what you do.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so make sure that you are doing the will of the Father.
Yes. Amen.
And make sure that you are living the way He wants you to live.
Yes.
Talking the way He wants you to talk. Acting the way He wants you to act. Speaking to one the way He wants you to speak. Loving everybody.
Amen.
Praying for everybody.
That's
doing
right.
good all that you can do.
Yes.
It's
Thank
not
you,
about you.
Amen.
It's all
Amen.
About Him.
Amen.
Okay. It is the Lord.
That's right. Glory be to God.
Okay. Not yours. It's the Lord. We can claim nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. We're just stewards. God's property.
Yes, sir.
And we're stewards of our physical body.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? What do you use it for? Why you are here on earth?
Amen.
One of these days we have to give an account of what we've done with this body.
That's true.
The life that God gave us here on earth. Did we use it to glorify God?
My Lord.
Did we use it to show others the way to Christ? Did we use it to do the will of the Father?
My Lord.
Or did we use it to do what I want to do? Act the way I want to act. Talk the way I want to talk.
My Lord.
Are you one of those that say you're wrong? Do what you want to do? Nobody else can tell you what to do? God didn't put you on earth to talk that way.
That's no, right. Amen.
He put you on earth to be humble.
Amen.
Be like he is, humble. Knowing humble is the way.
Yes.
He went through this and he went through that for you.
Yes.
He suffered for us.
Yes.
And he was humble even to death on the cross.
Yes, he was.
Amen.
He should have called down 10,000, 12,000 legions of angels. At any time.
Glory
to deliver him from that cross.
That's right.
But he stayed right there.
Right there, taking
your abuse and your scorn. Pissing him in the side, lying up, doing everything that's wrong against him. But he stayed right there. Lord of lords. Humble himself.
For you and for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it won't about us. It was about his Father. He came to do the will of his Father.
Hallelujah.
And his will of the Father was to bring us back.
Amen.
To him.
So
we had lost connection with him.
Amen.
And now we have the opportunity
to
get back with him.
Amen.
Give up your way.
Hallelujah.
And follow the way of the cross.
Hallelujah.
Give up your way and follow the way of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Give up your way and follow the way of the word of God.
Yes.
God's word is true and it's powerful.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
It will pull down the minor holes of the devil.
Yes.
It will bring peace.
Yes.
Use it by faith.
Yes.
Use it the right way.
Yes.
It will deliver him.
Yes.
And give him victory. By and by.
He is.
A wonderful God. He is an all-powerful God. He is an all-knowing God. He knows when you're hungry. He knows when you're thirsty. He knows when you're hurt. He knows when you're down out. Down and out. He knows
that
you are
his
children.
Yes.
Amen.
And he will take care of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your shepherd.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
He will. Require your every need. Say you don't have to want.
Man.
God knows what we need.
Yes.
And the power to supply it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, it's not about you.
No.
Man.
No.
It's about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And when you witness, you're not witness for you.
Amen. Christ.
Don't take things personal. When the devil shows up and somebody, don't get angry because they didn't receive you the right way you thought they were supposed to receive you.
Amen.
Right? He will.
My Lord.
Work it out for you.
Yes, he will.
Yeah. He wants you to see him.
My Lord.
Sometimes it's just a test that you're going through.
Yes.
Amen.
Just a test. And most of the time, we tend to fail it. Because we take everything personal.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind that whatever comes my way today is the will of God.
Yes, it is.
That in everything, give him thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Concerning me. So whatever happens to you is in the will.
Yes.
And his will must be done.
Yes.
Okay. It's in the will, Father's will. And no weapon
formed against us.
Form against you shall prosper.
No weapon.
No matter what it is. Notice that that's formed against you. They didn't say they wouldn't make a weapon that would come up against you. It just won't prosper.
Amen.
It won't get his work accomplished that it intended to be accomplished.
My Lord.
As long as you stay in the word.
Amen.
As long as you stay dressed, as we told you earlier. In the word.
Praise God.
No weapon.
No weapon.
Okay. Can come up against the word of God. And prosper.
Amen.
Won't prosper that's formed against you because you in the word.
Amen.
And the word can't be penetrated. It's your shield and your sword, your helmet and your breastplate. It is your shoes, everything that you need.
My Lord.
The clothing, that's the word of God. By the word.
My Lord.
Okay. And everything will work out all right.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
But you got to know that.
That's right.
And don't take it personally. You can't overstress that.
Oh, no.
Because we take it personally every day.
Amen.
Yep.
Walking around with hurt hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Where's that? Don't let your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Okay. And the first thing come up wrong, we go worry.
That's
a proper heart. So we got to use the word.
Got to, my Lord.
You can't do it the way you want to do it. You can't hurt feelings. Well, because they hurt yours.
Sure can't.
Got to overcome goodness
with good.
And overcome badness with goodness.
Amen.
You can't do bad with bad. So all you're going to have now two times bad. Don't forget, not about you. It's all about Christ.
Amen.
Who he is.
Mm-hmm.
What he's done, what he's going to do, it's all about him. And we can go through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Amen for the word.
Amen.
One got in the report.
Pastor, wanted to remind everyone that next Sunday is our 55th homecoming. So we're asking to, if you could invite someone, especially invite our former members or anyone that's, you know, the outside of the area. You know, it's a little bit convenient now that you don't have to travel to the church. You can be right where you are and join us for our homecoming.
Amen.
We're going to have a little special video presentation for you to view. So pass the word around. If you get a chance, go to our church webpage. There's a little flyer there And I've sent a little some information to some others, and I'll send some later out or later on to other people to pass around so that others, you know, former members that hadn't had a chance to come home for homecoming, you know, this is a good opportunity for them to join us in fellowship. Don't have to travel. All you have to do is stay home and get on your computer or your tablet or whatever device and to join in the service.
There you go. Can't make it no convenient than that. That's good. That's a good convenient.
Also, Pastor, I'd like to remind everyone, I was told that there was some confusion about the time when we're out collecting tithes and offerings at the church. Yes, the time has been changed over a month now. On Friday, 1-3, and on Saturday, we're there from 11 o'clock to 12:30. Let's keep those times in mind. Also, you can always mail in to either the church address or to our financial secretary's address. There's several ways you can get your money in there. So and please don't forget your homecoming assessments. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone out?
Praise God.
Just keep my family in prayer. I was going through some sickness.
Amen.
And my baby brother been hospitalized, and my niece, something wrong with her. So keep it in prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Nothing up. Everybody have a blessed day. Oh, let me give you the benediction.
Amen.
I was able to keep us from falling. Then I fought before the grace of the throne of God. May the grace of God, through the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule the Bible with us tonight, forth, and forevermore. And everybody say, amen.
Amen. Amen.